George Giannini is the white-collar criminal defense attorney at Budsell Long and joins me once again. George, it's great to have you back.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
So deliberations begin today. What is going on in that deliberation room, in that jury room, as we speak, as they're almost 3 hours in?
Well, look, who knows, right? What happens in the jury room is only known by the jurors for that particular case. But, you're going to have one or more jurors are going to probably take the lead, start to go through people's notes. The case, the evidence, all the exhibits were provided to the jurors in this case on a laptop. So, sifting through that. And kind of going through things count by count and going over the evidence and what was presented over the past, 5 weeks or so, however long it was. They had 22 witnesses who testified and a host of documents. So they've got a lot to go through.
What did it mean when Judge Juan Merchan told the jury in the instructions that they don't need to unanimously agree to convict on charges, and that if four were to consider one level of charge for another, that he would consider that a unanimous verdict? Can you explain what that means? I've just never seen that kind of instruction given to a jury before.
Well, I may need you to get a little more specific. If you're talking about, so we've got 34 counts, and it's falsification of records, which is a misdemeanor, but it has to be essentially in furtherance of some other offense. And here it's the election fraud angle to influence the election. And so I'm assuming you're talking about they don't have to agree on that. What elevates it to a felony? Is that where you're going?
Yeah. So it sounds like that if they come back and say, okay, Donald Trump's guilty of count four, but there are some that don't believe Donald Trump is guilty of a felony, but they feel that he's guilty of the actual charge, the misdemeanor charge, that he will look at it and say, okay, well, then it does escalate then to a felony.
Yeah, that sounds a little off to me. So okay. I didn't hear that per se. You need unanimity, and the jurors are going to have to agree on a unanimous basis that he's guilty of each count. And so to me, and I'd have to go back to listen to those instructions in a little more detail, but each juror, all 12 of them need to decide unanimously that
there was a crime committed, right,
yeah.
Or that he's guilty.
Yeah, it's not up to the judge.
In the case of the jury now, when they're in this room considering the options here, whether Donald Trump is guilty or not, is it possible we find that the jury comes back? There's a few different options, right? They'll come back and say that they unanimously find Donald Trump guilty on all charges, or select charges, or they find Donald Trump not guilty. But there's also a potential scenario in which you've got a couple jurors that are so staunchly planted in their belief in this case, in their interpretation of the law, that they come back with not a unanimous decision. Does the judge order them back to reconsider? What would we see in a case like that?
Yeah, and look, it only takes one. It doesn't even need to be multiple jurors. If one juror is a holdout and will not move forward to find the former president guilty, then yes, what you'll have is you'll have the jurors come back out for something called an Allen charge, where the judge impresses upon the jurors the amount of time that went into the case and that there's a desire to see a verdict reached, and so there's a specific further instruction that is given to try to get them back in the room to reach a verdict, because the goal is to have a decision. But if that can't happen, then yes, there would the hung jury would be declared.
Mm. In the event of a guilty verdict here by the jury, what are Donald Trump's what would his next move be as a defendant in this case, if he were found guilty on these charges?
Well, look, if he's found guilty, I'm sure you're going to see an appeal that's filed. There are a multitude of legal issues involved. I'm sure, and you know, there were some going to be some legal errors that they'll claim occurred throughout the course of the trial. But that won't prevent the case from kind of proceeding, and you'll have to move forward to a sentencing hearing. But I would anticipate certainly an appeal that's filed.
George Giannini at Butts Along, great stuff as always. Thank you. We'll talk again soon.
Okay, very good. Thank you.
Yep.